One of the agenda items for the Page County Board of Supervisors in their meeting on Tuesday, March the 10th, was an update from the Samuels Group concerning the Page County Jail construction project. Following that meeting, I spoke with the chair of the Page County Supervisors, Judy Clark, and asked us about that report.
Chris Falk was there to give an update, and oh my, it's just, there's so much going on. He's got O'Neill Electric has been working on wire pulling, installing lights, their fire alarms and conduit and wiring, working on the jail side. And Cunningham is working on unit heaters and installing those and working on plumbing in the cells. And the crew is working on installs of the building automation system, running through the building, and they're working on the roof with sensors and different things. They're working on drywall installs. They're getting ready to paint. The crews poured the Sally Port slab and also the generator pad. So that's good. They poured 85 yards of concrete today, in the back and on the west approach. So things are just really moving forward, and they're prepping for more, pouring next week. Let's see. They're getting ready for paint. The canopy has been installed at the front. That was done yesterday. And I think that's just so much going on. The gas install is going to be Thursday to the fence, and then they have to wait until April to take it into the building. But you know, everything is just working really fantastically. 45 people were working on site today, he said. So just a lot of things going on.
Well, that's been a really successful, it seems to me like so far, a very successful project and much needed for Page County. So you have to, as supervisors, feel good about that, and I would think your taxpayers would.
Yes, definitely.
Judy Clark, chair of the Page County Board of Supervisors, as she spoke with me following their meeting on Tuesday, March the 10th.